AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Coronavirus cases are at their lowest level in 8 months. Deaths have dropped to their lowest point in more than a year, and there are fewer positive tests now than when the pandemic began.
Today is a great day for America.
President Biden is summing up the new guidance.
If you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
The CDC says there are exceptions. All people, vaccinated or not, should still wear masks in crowded indoor settings like hospitals and while traveling. But there's no need in most indoor settings and outdoors, even in crowds.
This is an exciting and powerful moment.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says the unvaccinated should still wear masks indoors. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden says he thinks that hackers who hit the Colonial Pipeline live in Russia, but they're not with the Russian government. The company is resuming operations, but it will take time to get fuel supplies back to normal.
We expect to see a region by region return to normalcy beginning this weekend and continuing into next week.
Company says gas is flowing again across most of the Deep South, and segments offline in the Mid-Atlantic region are expected to gear up again soon. The Biden administration is trying to get Israel and Hamas in Gaza to end the violence. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We are working hard to encourage all sides to stand down, to de-escalate, to return to calm.
Today, Hamas fired a heavy barrage of rockets deep into Israel, which has called up reserves and has begun firing artillery as well as conducting air raids into Gaza. At least 3 rockets have also been fired from southern Lebanon into Israel. More than 100 people have been killed in Gaza, while at least 7 people have died in Israel. Markets closed the week on a high note, Dow gaining 433, the Nasdaq was up 107. This is AP News. A Minneapolis judge has ruled at the trial of 3 former Minneapolis police officers charged with aiding and abetting in the death of George Floyd will be pushed back from this coming August to March of next year, in part to allow the publicity over Derek Chauvin's conviction to cool off. All 4 former officers also face federal civil rights charges. Amazon is offering bonuses for new workers. AP Shelley Adler has this.
Amazon says it's looking to hire 75,000 people, and they are even offering bonuses to attract workers. They include $100 for new hires who are already vaccinated. The openings are for delivery and warehouse workers who pack and ship online orders. The online giant is gearing up for Prime Day, which is next month. Starting salary for the new hires, an average, the company says, of $17 an hour. Right now, the Seattle-based company pays $15 an hour and gave out raises to some of its workers in April. I'm Shelley Adler.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.